Support for WAMC comes from Proctors, presenting jazz trumpet player Arturo Sandoval from Cuba one night on April 5th at 8 p.m. Proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19 with WAMC Sports News. I'm Jared Crowfoot. In the NBA, San Antonio has maintained sole possession of the NBA's Western Conference lead by ending Oklahoma City's five-game winning streak. The Spurs led the Thunder 105-93 last night, and it was not a good night for New York yesterday. Brooklyn lost to Philadelphia 106-97, and Golden State crushed the Knicks 92-63. Utah defeated Detroit 103-90, and Denver beat Phoenix 108-93. Checking the NHL, Boston won against Ottawa 3-2, and Los Angeles topped Calgary 3-1. In college basketball, top-ranked Gonzaga already was a lock to make the NCAA tournament before taking on St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference title game. The Bulldogs likely solidified a number one seed in the tournament by downing St. Mary's 65-51. Four other schools also earned automatic berths. Davidson, Western Kentucky, James Madison, and Iona each won their conference finals. In women's college basketball, Marist beat Iona 72-48, giving the Red Foxes their eighth straight tournament conference title and another trip to the NCAA tournament. Marist has won 21 straight games overall. First-ranked Baylor defeated 23rd-ranked Iowa State 75-47, and 3rd-ranked UConn edged ahead of 22nd-ranked Syracuse 64-51. In other sports news, Boston University hockey coach Jack Parker is retiring after 4 decades, 3 NCAA titles, and 894 victories. The United States will face Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic tonight in Miami starting at 8 p.m. Italy and the Dominican Republic square off in a second-round game tomorrow afternoon. Finally, New York Knicks' Amari Stoudemire has undergone surgery on his right knee. The team says Stoudemire is expected to miss at least 6 weeks. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.